Hello, this is Tom Terrero, podcast 174. It's a Q&A. We shall dive deep into the mailbag in just one second. But before I do that, before I go to Russia, my final trip of the year, in a few days' time to try and close some of those juicy loops that I opened in October, an important announcement. But actually, by the time this podcast goes out, it might be irrelevant because the tickets might have gone. But on Saturday, the 15th of December, here in central London, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m, I'm doing a new outer game practical dirty day game seminar called Dirty Tricks. And it's pure do this, say this technique. There's no mind wank, there's no filler theory, there's no inner game, it's all outer game technique. There were only 14 tickets because it's an intimate venue size. Lunch is included, snacks are included, tea and coffee is included, Tom Terrero is included for £30. There were 14 tickets. I put it on the blog and 11 immediately went. And that's not a trick to get you to buy the remaining three from scarcity, if you know that classic sales pickup technique. There really are only three tickets, and by the time this podcast goes out, they might have gone. If you want one, first of all, inquire if there are any left. Send me an email with the subject seminar tickets. My email address is tom@tomterrero.com. It will sell out for sure, but anyway, I'll try and video record it. So if you can't come to the seminar, it should be available in the future. All right, the Q&A, I haven't done one for a long time. Three disclaimers first of all. Number one, if it was a beginner question, and there were a lot of beginner questions out of the 70, 80 questions that were in the mailbag, I understand maybe you're new to the channel, new to the podcast, new to finding out about street seduction, street pickup, that's fine. But I've answered beginner questions again and again and again and again, and I'll make a blog post with links to the beginner day game model, the texting model, the dating model, stuff about male sexual market value, what is the basics of attraction. I'll put that on the blog because I'm not going to repeat myself. That's why I stopped teaching, basically, because I sounded like a broken record teaching beginner day game. And there's nothing wrong with beginner day game, it's just you don't want to be fatigued from teaching it. And in my textbook, here's the commercial plug of the day, my textbook is called Street Hustle, and in section 3 of that I answer the 100 most common day game questions. So if you can't wait to get some juicy beginner questions answered by the textbook. Number 2, some guys asked about specific individual girls or scenarios. You know, how do I get that one girl? She was so nice. She, even though she didn't reply to my last 20 messages. No, 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 big red flags. Okay, you're in scarcity, you're needy. It's coming across as needy to us, and definitely it's coming across as needy to the girl. One is too close to none. As the old PUA advice says, go out, talk to more girls, get more girls. Salespeople would say, generate more leads, stop chasing dead leads. And number 3, there were some hypothetical questions, you know, if I do this, what will happen? What about this? Could you try comparing this to this? Well, once again, my friend, old PUA advice. It used to be, don't ask me, go out in field and test it 3 times minimum, come back, report your findings, we will discuss. That's what this new seminar is, basically. It's my findings, which I shall report back to other day gamers, and we can compare notes. All right, diving in. Question number 1. I think this was on the blog from Scott. He's asking, what do I think of the manosphere / red pill? Well, I shall not spend too long on this question, other than saying, ignore, avoid, move on. It's become hijacked. Those two terms, they're very cringy. It's become very religious, very political, very weirdly, ironically, prudish and puritanical. Guys online playing the victim, moaning. No, 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 you're on the wrong channel. You're on the wrong blog. This is about going out and smashing hot girls. And the original meaning of the red pill in terms of smashing hot girls was just applying evolutionary biology to real world experiences, all right? So how men and women interact. now it's, well, you know, that term and the Manosphere discuss everything from fitness and Christianity to obviously politics and all that stuff. But get offline. Don't let other guys moaning drag you down. Go and talk to girls. They're lovely. They're very fluffy. Question number two from Nerthanan. He says, is a weekend enough time for a Euro trip, a Euro mission, a Euro jaunt? He says, I work during the week and I am considering going on one. Well, how long is a piece of string? Depends how good your game is. Depends which city you're going to. Is it Vegas, London, where you can do fast, easy, got a game, same night lays, same day lays? How good's your escalation? What's your experience of fast pools? Do you like the city? It's a weekend trip is good to go and see, A, is there volume? And B, do you like the city? Would you come back and close the loops like I'm going to do in Moscow? So you're going to go there for two or three days, maybe do 30 approaches, maybe 50 if you're dedicated, and go back and close those loops. As I said, if it's Russia, good luck to you, 2 or 3 days. All right, question number three, Mr. N. He says, hi, Tom from Norway. Hello, Norwegians. He says, I wanted to ask how you became a coach. Well, Mr. N, I think that's podcast number two. It's called How to Become a Day Game Coach. He goes on to say, is it okay that I no longer do day game, but still coach men what I learned when I was doing it, or should a coach always be single? Yeah, harsh but true. I think a coach should be infield. I think a coach should have skin in the game. He should be walking the walk. You shouldn't teach pickup if you're in a very serious lovey-dovey relationship or you've not done much day game. I used to say to friends that would be like a fat guy being a personal trainer or a guy that loves his McDonald's being a nutritionist, you know? If you're in a relationship, fair play. But if you're teaching day game in field, you should have wireless mics. You should be demoing. You should have a model. You should be giving feedback, etc., etc., etc. All right, question four. I'm speeding through these because I'm going to try and do about 30 today, if that's possible. Gilam, he says, to be good at day game, should I master frame control and be dominant? How can I learn to be better at frame control? Well, yes. A pickup artist, a pimp, a hustler, a salesman has master frame control and is dominant. Not in the angry kind of fighting dominance, but in soft dominance, in dominance without seeming dominant. That's the art and craft of pickup. And how to be better at frame control? Well, that's a meta question that comes from, once again, practical micro experiences and techniques about holding the frame, passing shit tests. Yeah, so you need to get out there and do the micro stuff, and over time the macro frame will improve. It was like when I was training to be a school teacher, a lot of it was in classrooms, but a lot of it was also in university lecture halls, and they would give us lectures on behavioral management, and it means jack shit. Okay, you can't learn frame control in a lecture theater. You have to stand on the battlefield, face the bullets, and you learn bloody quickly. So if you're out there doing day game and you're getting maybe girls and you're getting shit tests and you're getting flakes and you're getting some princesses, then your frame will improve pretty quickly. Or if you really want to accelerate your learning of frame, take a trip to Russia, do some Russian day game or some Brazilian day game or some Colombian day game. Question number five from Ian. Any thoughts on how to pick up uni girls as a 31-year-old? I live right by the campus, so sometimes feel the spotlight effect doing day game since I don't go there. Yeah, I do this a lot in cities. I infiltrate university campuses. And remember, I'm 39. I'm a dirty old bastard. So it depends, depends on the layout of the campus. You know, is it a private campus or is it accessible? Like in London, University College London, or in New York, NYU, down by Washington Square. Does it have thoroughfares? Is it open access with streets going through it? Like in, University of Austin, Texas? Yeah, or UCLA. So you go on the campus, you stroll through, you don't do lots of approaches. You don't spam it. You don't jump in front of girls. You got to be smooth. You got to be under the radar. You can even be indirect direct if you're good. Don't go indirect. But you can be soft. You can be flirty. You can carry a laptop, all right, if you want to blend in and say that you're a postgraduate student. Or when I do, I just say, when she says, why are you on campus? I say, I'm visiting a friend who works there. Or I'm visiting my friend who's a postgrad there. Yeah, just brush it aside. Find the Starbucks as well. Find the coffee shop. Find the place where the students spill out on the hour, every hour, particularly at lunchtime. Where do they go and eat? Where do they go and drink coffee? There were other questions about how do you pick up at uni? But again, that's not really what this channel's about. If you're at uni, I always say just be social. Learn social skills. You don't need to cold approach, so you join clubs and societies, and you are the host of the parties. You are the networker. Save the cold approach for when you're older, when you're hitting anonymous streets, and when you don't have that lovely funnel of young, horny girls who are drinking alcohol. That's what university is about. All right, question 7. From an interestingly named man called Pimpy Piper, the Naughty Pied Piper 96. He says, how do you show intent without being needy? Okay, it's a bit of a red flag question because it's a theoretical question. And it's the same question I've noted as a guy called, where is it? Lucas Bay Fitness, he who asked me, direct approaching a woman by saying a compliment, doesn't it lower our sexual market value? No. The lion chasing the gazelle, you could say, is needy because, oh my God, look at that lion. He's so hungry. He's chasing after a gazelle and lowering his value as a lion. Well, he's needy. He's chasing until the moment where he sinks his teeth into the gazelle, kills it and eats it. So your job is to put your balls on the line. Your job as a man is to approach women. They're not going to approach you. Okay, what's really needy is the opposite. Trying to, you know, look all cool and alpha and sit there and wait for the girl. Basically like on Tinder or on speed dating or in a social circle saying, pick me, look how cool I am. That is way more needy than for a few seconds going up to a girl and giving, remember, a low investment compliment. You're not going up and saying, you're so beautiful. You're the one. You're amazing. I love you. Let me take you out. What do you follow the compliment up with? Come on. Let's see your basic day game knowledge. It's a low investment compliment and then you take it back. It's called push-pull, or rather pull-push. You neg her, you tease her, you challenge her, you make fun of her, you bust her balls. So that balances the books, that balances the equation. Read a bit of Mystery Method if you want to know about the IOI-IOD ratio, but get out in field and test it. Test that idea. Do girls really care that you give them a compliment and then tease them? No, it works. They love it. If it didn't work, I would still be doing indirect game, asking for directions to a train station. Question 8, Iscote says, how do I get out of depression? Well, that's a serious question. And I did a podcast, just Google depression, anxiety, stress, Tom Torero. So I won't go into it now, but I sympathize with you, anyone that suffers from not just feeling low, but proper black dog moments. And I still get them and see them as, for me, lights on a dashboard. I think I say that in the podcast. Imagine you're driving your car and or your van and you're getting lights on the dashboard saying, you know, you're low on gas, or you got a flat tire, or you're low on oil, or take it in for a check, you know, go for your MOT. So when you get the depressive symptoms, it's reminding you, look, something's up, something needs to change. So for me, am I being social, or am I being too much of a loner? Am I being physical, or am I being lethargic? Do I have a project, or am I a bum? Yeah. Do I have some female affection, or am I just doing too many pump and dumps and getting angry on the internet about all women? Am I eating food that is going to make me feel balanced, or am I going on crazy sugar binges? Is my general health okay? Am I sleepy like now? Am I tired? Because that's all going to begin the depression. Yeah. So just check those things, lights on a dashboard. Obviously, if it's very serious, go and speak to a doctor, because there's depression and then there's clinical depression. But listen to that podcast. Question number 9, Unique Languages Mike says, what keeps you going? I think I answered that question on the van tour summary. Guys ask me that all the time, because now I'm coming up to 10 years of doing pickup, and it's a bizarre question. What keeps you going? It's like me asking you, well, what keeps you eating nice food? Why do you keep eating every day, Unique Languages Mike? Because food is tasty, food is delicious, food is nourishing. Beautiful women. I love beautiful women. I love the chase. I'm addicted to adventures. So not really the sex. I just love the opposite of settling down. I love everything about not settling down. And for me, women are the catalyst. Question 10. SNP underscore EP. Catchy name there. He cheekily asks, how tall are you? Well, as I say to girls, I'm above average where it counts. I'm 6'1"-ish, I think. 184, 185. His second question says, what is your plan for the next 5 years? As little as possible. Again, see these as shit tests that girls ask you. What is my plan? I say, God, this sounds like an interview. You know, do I get a prize? What is my plan? Day game, travel, adventures, more freedom. If you're asking me about a wife and kids, then the answer is no and no. Will I still be doing day game? Yes. Will I be writing about it and making podcasts? I'm not really sure. I did say when I'm 50, I'll stop the channel. But you should do it for as long as you love it. I'm not going to stop the day game, but making content about day game, let us see. I'll stop when I simply don't feel passionate about it anymore. But I'll still be chasing girls. I'll still be single. Don't you worry. Raj Nish Shah, question 11. He says, how to hook a girl sexually in day game? Okay, well, this could be a theoretical question in that you might be trying to run before you can walk. And there are three levels. I've said this in another video. So depends where you are, Raj Nish Shah. The first one is learning social awareness. So can you talk to somebody human to human with eye contact, normal conversational skills? The second thing is learning attraction. So can you get the basic hook point of the flirting, the teasing, the challenging, and the icing on the cake, the cherry on the top? Can you generate arousal? So first get the social hook point, and then learn the sexual hook point. And that's going to be things about your proximity, your physicality, your eye contact, your voice, your flirty spikes, your sexual vibe, your animalistic, hungry, lion-like vibe. You can't just get that as a beginner. That will come through. But first, are you getting the basic hook point? Double check that. Question number 12. How are we doing on time? My word. Almost 20 minutes into it. I'll speed through these. Nerthanan. Have you found your results improve or decline after hitting the age of 35? Well, my stats are basically the same. My results are the same. My efficiency's a bit better. When I was 36, I had that very strong year when I was filming Stealth Seduction. And for my 40th birthday next year, my 10th year in game, 2019, I am going to be doing a big infield filming project. So hopefully that'll kick me up the arse. I found more IOIs as I've got past 35. But what's really changed is my enthusiasm, my excitement, my drive, my mojo for doing it. Because it no longer gives you the kick once you've done your 10th, 1,000th skydive, I guess. So it's not approach anxiety. I always say it's approach apathy. I'm like, come on, Tom. Challenge yourself with a new city or a hotter girl or a different challenge or a project. It's the projects that keep me going, as we shall find out next year. Question 13, Duncan James Taylor says, would be great to see you on the road again, Black Sheep Bandit. Are you planning another tour? Yes, for sure. Black Sheep Bandit Part 2, Season 2, will be part of this filming project next year with at least 6 new countries. Not cities, but countries. So yes, I shall be back in the van. One man van. No plan. In search of sheep thrills. Question 14 is Scotty. What's the difference between Ukrainian and Russian girls? Basically nothing. So don't worry about that. You're more likely to get stung in Ukraine if you're a beginner because those girls are better hustlers, right? In Russia, in Moscow, they're rich. They're richer than you. So they're not going to be impressed by your foreign status or you flashing your passport or whatever. Just don't get stung in Ukraine. Certainly don't do Tinder and online in Ukraine. And this year was the year of Ukraine. So many guys went to Kiev. I'm not saying they flooded it, but use your imagination. There are other cities available in Ukraine, and Russia has a lot of cities other than Moscow. Big cities as well. If you want to know about Russian, Ukrainian day game, then I wrote a whole bloody book on it called Cold Calling. Question 15, Skrax89. Very romantic name, Skrax89. How do I train pickup while being in a relationship? Well, flirt with everyone. I always say break rapport with cashiers in the coffee shop, with your mates. Avoid the questions of doom, nice guy stuff. And if you're in a relationship, God help you, you should be having options, because she does. If you check her WhatsApp or her DMs, she has a lot of options, my friend. She might not be acting on them, but she does. So go out and collect phone numbers. You can text girls. You don't need to go out and shag them, but have options. Yep. Question 16. How to deal with conservative girls? Well, I forgot who wrote that. I've jotted that question down without saying who asked that. But anyway, common question. And my new book addressed that question. Are there conservative girls? No. It's just the secret society, right? Good girls are just bad girls who haven't been caught, or who haven't yet had the chance to act out their deepest, darkest 50 Shades of Grey fantasies. So it's a veil. It's quite literally a veil in the Middle East, where I was day gaming this year, in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Japanese girls as well. You could say, gosh, they're so quiet and good and sweet and conservative, wife material. No, they're some of the naughtiest. They're some of the filthiest when the sun goes down and you get them in isolation. So don't fall for it, okay? Proceed as normal. Remember, be discreet, but read my new book on secret society if you want to know how to get the quote-unquote good girls, even girls that are engaged and married and have loving boyfriends. Question 17. Dag Monge Johansson. Perfect pronunciation, sorry if that's you. On Facebook, he said, getting women to spend money on you. How do you do that? Sugar mama game. I used to be with you there, brother. It's kind of like a pimp. Yep. So you need great frame. You need great hand. Read the Iceberg Slim Pimp book. It's getting girls to invest in you. So I'm not saying be a pimp, but it's starting small. So get girls to come over, bring things, cook you things, make you things, take you to certain places, take you to concerts, whatever she's got tickets for. It's that old principle. If you do something for someone else, you value that person more than if they did something for you. It's a weird principle, but it's true. And that's the basics of investment in sales and in game. Get them to invest. You're talking about rich MILFs, divorced women. And when I want these kind of women, go and do day game in the middle of the day. This is one of my dirty tricks. In posh department stores, so in Selfridges, Harvey Nichols, go to posh areas. Where would posh women that don't have to work go? And if you're a younger guy, play it up, you know, say to her, you're a bad influence, you know, my mum warned me about predatory women. I can't even speak to you now. I feel like a slave. Get into the whole cougar thing, divorced women. But should you be in a relationship with them, especially if they have kids, avoid, avoid, avoid. But for a bit of fun and a bit of luxury, a luxury life, go for it, man. That's a proper pimp. Question 18, Chris LaRogue on Facebook. Oh, this was an interesting one because it's representative of many guys, I think. He says, what's your reaction when you commit to stopping someone in a crowded area and they adamantly go right round you and dismiss you like you're some kind of slut, suit salesman in Thailand? They almost may or may not be saying, fuck off. I've yelled, okay, good talk, as she walks away, and I've even made eye contact with the nearest disapproving witness and shrugged while mouthing the words, women. My friend, this is reactive. This is, you can feel the negative vibes even as I read that comment now. Blame yourself, right? You went up to her, you tried to stop her, and if you're getting a lot of immediate blowouts, it was a bad stop. So learn the front stop, learn the physics of it. Yep, speed equals distance over time. Don't do fast girls. Perfect your day game on stationary girls, shops, seated girls, museums, etc. But more importantly is this issue of this negative vibe about women. No woman in my whole 10 years has ever been really angry with me and said, fuck off. And if you're getting it repeatedly, it's the way you're approaching them. It's the look on your face. It's what you're saying to them. It's the vibe you're bringing. Maybe you're not accepting that rejection is part of the game. Yeah, a proportion of girls every day will be no girls. That's just part of the game. So learn to be Buddha, not just the badass, but have that freedom from outcome, not just the flame, as mystery says. You've got to have the ghost as well, the cocky smile on your face, but you certainly shouldn't be getting mad with girls. The first one to react loses. Do you remember that basic principle of frame? By getting really reactive after a rejection, you're losing immediately. The girl feels weird, you feel weird going into your next one. So just check everything's okay with your view of the world. Question 19, red pill vegan. How are we doing on time? All right, we'll get there. Question 19, he says, is it better to focus on day game or try to split the effort into day game and night game? I've answered that one before. Specialize. It's based on your age, your personality, and your energy levels. Day gamers are usually quote unquote introverts that are very good one-on-one. I still don't like big groups. Doing this seminar coming up will tire me. The meetups always tire me, but I'm very good. I'm a learned extrovert with one person. And I like museums, I like bookshops, I like cafes, I like being in bed by 10. And I've never met a great day gamer who's also a really active night gamer. It's one, so choose one and go for it. Immerse yourself. Question 20, Simpology says, what's the future of day game and the London day game model? Well, it's as old as time. The mystery method is just the truths of evolutionary biology on paper. So it's like saying, what's the future of eating? Or what's the future of the human digestive system? It's going to basically stay the same. Of course, there's different foods and different flavors, and there's different flavors of game. But how girls and guys interact during the day will stay the same. That's why I say to guys, don't get your knickers in a twist about social events, right? Girls and guys, how they date and fuck, well, specifically how they fuck and make babies, it will be the same. Certainly long after you're dead. Question 21 from Moan. He's asked me this before. I recognize this question. How to sort out logistics as a mid-20s guy to pull, especially if he's still living with family members. So I guess this is a question about you. You're living with family members. Number two, you're not drinking much. So I guess you don't drink much. And question three, motel spikes. Motel tells me that you're in America. We wouldn't say motel in the UK. I like it though. I like that word. It sounds very seedy. Okay, so he's saying motel spike ASD, the anti-slut defense. What reason to give to pull to a motel? He says, he always says, we go and listen to some music and rest. All right, other podcasts and lots of other videos have addressed logistics, right? So if you can't take her to yours, first of all, you try to go to hers. And I tell you how to seed that in Street Hustle, you know, by checking who she lives with, her flatmates, does she have to get up in the morning, is it far, what you're going to go and do at hers, you're going to go and check out that video or see her cat, or you're going to walk her back to hers, and surprise, surprise, you're then going to need the toilet. You're going to say, can I come in for a pee, have a quick coffee, charge my phone, etc. If you can't do that, I've made a podcast with a guy called Tom on public places, and I think the podcast was romantically titled How to Have Sex in a Park, or How to Get Laid in a Park. And Tom lived with his parents, so he had to come up to London and fuck girls in parks. And I've spoken about, and I've got audio in fields from fucking girls in toilets in London. So being brave and pulling to toilets, you could pull to a beach, you could pull to a car. And if you're doing the motel thing, okay, you lead, you have a mini bar ready, you've told the motel that your girlfriend's arriving later so they don't cock block, etc., etc., and you take her in to charge your phone, watch something, Netflix, have your laptop there, have music, have a reason to go back. That's all seeded. If you don't drink, common question, do the whole PUA cocktail thing of you buy her alcohol, because that's fine, that's part of the mating dance, and you have a glass of water with ice and lemon. It's a PUA cocktail. It costs you nothing from the barman, and she'll never ask you. She just assumes it's whatever, a vodka mix. If it's her turn to buy the drinks, you could say, look, I'm not going to drink much because tomorrow I'm running a triathlon. I'm doing an Ironman, whatever. Just don't make a big deal out of it. Don't let these be excuses. I recognize that name, and I recognize your questions. So you seem to be obsessed with the logistics. Don't let them be limiting beliefs, excuses, because there are guys out there in your situation who are making the best of their situation by the things I've just said. Okay, question 22. So this podcast will run over time, but I'll do three more questions. Daniel Pat, I've been reading recently that scientifically dominance is considered one of the most attractive male traits. You are right, Daniel. How can we day gamers display dominance during the initial interaction? Well, as the saying goes, men are attracted to beauty, women are attracted to power, so you're right. But how do you display power in your day game? Well, everything about going up to a girl you don't know and complimenting her and busting her balls and getting her phone number, that is all a massive display of power, especially in this day and age of Tinder and hiding behind online dating. So you've stopped her, you've gone direct. It's in your voice. It's in the fact that you're treating her like a bratty kid. Yeah, you're leading, you do a mini bounce, you pass her shit tests, you eye date her, you same day lay her. That is all massive dominance and meta frame. So if you're doing it right, girls just go, wow. A lot of girls even say, wow, that was impressive, you have balls. And I say, thank you very much. I will show you them later. Question 23 from 1595. That's a catchy name. How to find out in a smart way the real intentions of a flirtatious girl? Good question. Asked a lot. So a girl's texting you, or, you know, leading you on, or she's even at work in your social circle, she's flirting with you. How do you know it's real? Well, don't listen to her words. Listen to her actions, or rather inactions. Okay, so the best test in a seducer's arsenal is compliance. Is she compliant? So rather than just blah, 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 the salesman says to the customer, okay, well, come and show me the cash, sign on the line, when can you pick up the car? And the customer says, oh, I don't know, I might call you next week, I'm going to ask my wife. That's not compliance. So you ask her to sign on the dotted line by saying, come out, let's go on a date, come and sit here, come back to mine. If it's going beyond three dates, she's a time waster, she's leading you on, she's enjoying your attention. So test for compliance. And the final question for today, I chose this because this was all over the questions, guys asking about Tinder and guys asking about online dating. I certainly got a lot of questions about this through email. Rahab DG says, why not supplement day game with online and Tinder, especially as I do in the winter? Well, again, it's slightly the wrong channel. This is the wrong podcast, and I'm the wrong guy to ask, because there are guys that specialize in Tinder and online and night game, but I enjoy the hunt during the day. It's a bit like asking a guy who enjoys cooking. Let's say I was a chef and I love growing the food and preparing it and making it and cooking it and eating it. You could say to that chef, well, why, mate, why don't you just go to McDonald's? You know, get like a 99p cheeseburger. Okay, you could. It's food. But I love day game more than the sex. I love the adrenaline. I love the adventure. I love the travel. And one cold approach, most importantly, will put more hairs on your chest. Will grow your balls, my friend, more than 1,000, more than 10,000 Tinder swipes, or more than 10,000 emails that you just copy-paste. Actually, Tinder, I argue, and online, sends you backwards in terms of your confidence, in terms of your social skills, in terms, importantly, of your self-worth. because you're sitting there, as I said before, saying, pick me, pick me, trying to show them better pictures of you flexing, you know, with your watch and your muscles. Pick me, I'm good enough. Where is cold approach pickup? Where is the hunter? Where is the lion? Says, I'm not going to wait to be picked. I'm going to go and fucking choose. Be the chooser, not the chosen. We shall finish it there. It's gone over time. Next week, I'll be back in Russia. So cold calling, quite literally. I'll be shivering in my thermals, downing vodka as these girls flake. All right, that was podcast 174 Q&A. Goodbye from Tom Torero.